We are tied to the ocean.
We have salt in our blood. Blood.
We are tied to the ocean.
Blood.
We are tied to the ocean.
Blood.
We are tied to the ocean.
We have salt in our blood. Blood.
We are tied to the ocean.
Blood. Blood.
We are tied.
An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. That's what you leave me with. That's what I'm drowning in. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. That's why my carpet is wet. That's why I can't catch my breath. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. An ocean of
your teeth start screaming. You're in flames. You're melting. Your blood boils. You burst apart. That's what you get. Breaking my heart. Ocean of blood, ocean of blood, ocean of blood, ocean of blood.
And it is an interesting biological fact that all of us have in our veins the exact same percentage of salt
in our blood that exists in the ocean.
And therefore, we have salt in our blood, in our sweat, in our tears. We are tied to the ocean. And when we go back to the sea, whether it is to sail or watch it, we are going back as we came. And therefore, it's quite natural. Separated by an ocean, but particularly to those of us who regard the ocean as a friend, bound by an ocean.
Hiding in my bed, I'm rolling in my sweat. I'm ordering more lo mein. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears. An ocean of tears.
No more ice cream. No more frisbees. No more MTV. No more Easter eggs. No more kittens. No more punk shows. No more card games. No more bingo. No more festivals. No more fast cars. No more high fives. No more coke lines. No more soft rock. No more Nissans. No more weekends. No more rectum. Ocean of blood. Ocean of blood.
It's quite natural.